Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next generation of NFL stars. And if you've missed any of our shows, I encourage you to check us out at CollegeToPro.com. You can also find the podcast there and iTunes, as well as Blog Talk Radio, all avenues for you to listen to these guys go one-on-one with us as we break them down so you can understand them more and what they may bring to your NFL team shortly as this NFL draft, April 28th? I mean, it is right around the corner, quickly approaches. This afternoon, we're going to be joined with DeAndre Mann, the Kansas Jayhawks running back. Very interesting kid. Started his career out west at Hartnell College, and he was there. He was a 9-2 team at the Coast Conference division, and now he's playing in the Big 12. But you know, guys like him, I'm always curious to find out, you know, how do these guys slip through the cracks? I mean, sometimes they just go, you know, they're smaller, so you know, they don't reach that mature frame until later on, so they kind of go under the radar. Some guys grades, other things, but you know, I'm curious to find out how this kid ends up at Hartnell. You know, obviously arrives on the big stage in the Big 12 playing for Kansas and kind of, you know, carving out a niche there. Over the weekend, we had a litany of shows. Too many guys to mention, but I'll go ahead and do it anyways. We had, we'll start with Rob Burns, Virginia tight end. We had Sam Burgeon, the Rutgers fullback. We had Corey Marshall, the Virginia Tech defensive tackle. Richard Leonard, Florida International DB, very talented kid, guy to keep your eye on. We had another FIU kid, Anthon Samuel, formerly a Bowling Green, fantastic running back, excited about what he brings to the table. Georgia's defensive end, Josh Dawson. We had Neom Cheeseboro from Stony Brook. We had Jalen Walton, the running back from Ole Miss, kind of a Dexter McCluster type. So am I forgetting anybody? Oh, Sir Thomas Jackson from Arizona. We had Justin Malone on from Mississippi State. And like I said, now we're hunting down DeAndre Mann, the running back from Kansas, and he's going to be calling in, and it's going to be fun, you know, getting this thing done and talking a little NFL draft with these guys. Like I said, it's always a fun time, especially this time of year. And like I said, we'll see where this thing heads to. Let's see. We are looking for him. Let's see. We're waiting for the cue call. I see somebody calling him. Hopefully that is our guest, DeAndre Mann, and we'll get this thing trouble on that. Try to open up that queue, and for some reason the queue is not open. So hopefully we'll call back and we'll get this show going with DeAndre Mann, the Kansas running back. Channing Ward, the Ole Miss kid, we're going to be have him later on today. And the LSU long snapper, Reed Ferguson, we're going to be chasing him down. So two guys on the bubble today that I believe we're going to have on the show. But look for iTunes, Facebook. You know, we'll be posting those. That'll be your place to find those podcasts as they become available to you. And like I said, if you miss them, again, always there for your downloading pleasure. Granted, I do the shows, but I mean, when I used to do listen to a lot of different other podcasts and whatnot, I mean, I know I just I would just telling them, cause, you know, the one for the football guys, you know, those guys were fantastic. Cecil Lemmy and them. Like I said, I enjoyed those. I kind of miss those. I mean, those used to be some of the fun podcasts that I really enjoyed listening to. And listen, Justin Van Hoolpen, he does some of his sports ones. I enjoy listening to those. Justin brings a unique set in terms of a lot of behind-the-scenes things. And I think those things can really help guys, maybe a collegiate athlete trying to find out the circumstances of what to do if he starts becoming a recognized guy, maybe agents become calling. I think he's a guy that kind of fits that mode. We're at the 10-minute mark, and you know what's funny is we were at the round right around the 10-minute mark yesterday or the day before with Jalen Walton, the Ole Miss kid, and right when we were about to shut down, we got the call in for him. So, but again, usually the 10-minute mark is right around where we cancel things out and we look to reschedule with these guys, because more of them and less of me is always a good thing, and there's just so much to cover in such a short amount of time. So any time that we are not allotted, I think kind of sacrifices and you know, defeats the purpose of giving them their full slate here on the Players Platform Show. And with that said, it's kind of funny, we just hit the 10-minute mark. DeAndre, we appreciate you taking some time today. How's the day treating you?
It's going well. It's going really good. I'm just here with my wife and my son right now.
Nice, nice. Well, we appreciate you taking your time. I'm curious, I was talking to the listeners out there prior to you calling in, and, you know, a guy like yourself, as talented as you are, you know, you started out at Hartnell. I mean, how do you kind of slip through the cracks out of high school?
I played with some talented guys. I played behind Lamar Miller. You know, Richard Leonard is my best friend, And, I just, whatever coach wanted me to do, that's what I did.
You know, what's funny is we just had Richard on the show, I think, 2 days ago. So ironic, and he mentioned Lamar Miller. And when you said Lamar Miller, I thought, wow, two guys in 2 days that both know Lamar Miller. So, and then you know Richard. So fantastic. That you guys had to have a phenomenal high school team. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. We had a really good high school team. I mean, we had lost against another great team in Northwestern when they had a lot of talent. So, we just didn't capitalize on opportunities back then. But, we all still close to this day.
Nice. And I would assume, I could be wrong, Pop Warner and Pee Wee, were you the kid with the ball in your hands? Were you that guy? Maybe parents wanted to check the birth certificate because you were scoring touchdowns every time?
Yeah, it was a two-headed monster with me and Richard. Me and Richard, we were the best players on our team.
And the rest is history. So obviously you've been accustomed to having the ball in your hands. Kind of talk a little bit about, you get the Hartnell, you establish yourself, and then once you kind of get there, you're doing what you're doing. I mean, what other schools besides Kansas wanted you, and what were your options, and what led you to be a Jayhawk?
Well, I had a lot of offers. I had a lot of scholarships coming out my last season at Hartnell. But it came down to, I was really thinking about going to Utah really heavily, and it was getting close to it. And Coach Weiss, I just liked everything that he was talking about, talking about coming to make a difference, coming to change the culture, to get a team back to what it used to be. And maybe me being selfish, me having a little ego, I thought I could, be one of the players that, help the Jayhawks get back to, to the winning ways and stuff like that. Everything was going good at first, situations happen, but like I said, I'm a team guy, a team player, God do everything for a reason, and I still have an opportunity to play at the next level, so I'm excited about the process.
Excellent stuff. Once again, DeAndre Mann, the Kansas Jayhawks running back, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. If you miss any of this show with DeAndre, you can always check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll have his bio featured as well. It'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he makes his path towards that next level. I always ask the guys this question. I mean, if you're in the film room with scouts, you're breaking down tape with them, what do you think they're going to love about you? I mean, what are those traits and qualities to the running back position that you bring that you think they're going to fall in love with?
Well, when I'm studying film, I'm looking at the front. I'm looking at the situation, what they like doing those certain situations, the ball on the hash, we're going to check for corners. I think that's really important, showing the scout that you can be able to block, be able to pick up blitzes, because everybody can run the ball, it's expensive. I think being a running back, you got to have great vision. But I think what's going to separate you at the next level is you can be able to block, pick up the blitzes, protect the quarterback. And, I think I can do that really well. I know I can do that really well. I'm just embracing the opportunity, enjoying the process. Just really happy.
I'm sure it's an exciting time. Does anything go unnoticed? I mean, sometimes the offense that you're in, you can't showcase certain skills. I mean, if the coaches want you to do this, obviously you can't do that. So, I mean, is there anything scouts need to know about you that's a big bonus that, they're just not going to be able to pick up on tape?
I think I'm one of them guys, I get the ball more and more, and then I start slowing down the game, and I can start, really taking over. Like I said, things didn't go as I wanted to go at Kansas, but I still was able to show, glimpses of my talent, like I said. But at the end of the day, like I said, I'm a team player, but I think, going to the next level, having that opportunity, I just know if the team picked me up, they're not going to regret it. I promise you that.
Nice. And, you know, picking up what you're putting down, I mean, you talked about getting fed the ball. Your, you know, 15 high carries against Texas Tech led to your season high 100-yard, you know, 107-yard game. So, obviously, you know, the more you get fed the ball, obviously, you know, I think the production does increase. How hard is that for a running back? I mean, kind of, you know, I'm surprised I've never actually asked a running back this question. But, I mean, talk about finding that rhythm. I mean, why does it – I mean, is it just a matter of, you know, kind of – finding out what the offensive line or defensive line's doing? I mean, why does that kind of – why does the, I guess, yardage increase as the carries come?
I mean, I think, like, for me, I think, you know, just getting the butterflies out and just getting comfortable with what the defense is doing. And then once you slow down the game and you're a talented player, once you slow down the game, it don't matter what the defense do, they just can't stop you. But you have to be able to get a certain amount of carries to be able to get in that flow. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It makes sense. And for you, I mean, do you get comparisons or is there anybody at that next level that you kind of pattern yourself after?
You know, I mean, I think everybody as a kid, you know, everybody's favorite running back, you know, like Barry Sanders, you know, wants to play and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I just try to be the best player I can be. I try to, you know, utilize my quickness and, you know, showcase my vision. You know, I'm just excited about this process.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. And you're a couple weeks away from reaching that pinnacle. For you, I mean, talk about Pro Day and how that went for you. And I'd love to get your height and your measurables and what you know from that.
I mean, Pro Day went good. They had me at 5'8 and something, and they had me at 201 pounds. My fastest 40, I ran the 4.48. I jumped the 30-inch vertical, 23 on the bench test. Broad, I did a 10.3. Then my shuttle was like a 4.12 or something like that. And, you know, I had a pretty good pro day. You know, I got great feedback. You know what I mean? And, you know, it just like I said, I'm just enjoying this process. And I can't wait to, you know, to be on the team and, you know, help any team that I go to.
Excellent stuff. Once again, DeAndre Mann, the former Kansas Jayhawk, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. I mean, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't, but I'm just curious. Any interaction with NFL teams? Are they showing any interest in you?
Yeah. We talked to a few teams. You know, I don't want to say too much, but you know, we talked to a few teams and everything like that. You know, for me, like I did pretty good. You know, I had been pretty good at the Dolphins. We had a local workout with the Dolphins. Been pretty good there. You know, like I said, I'm just really confident in myself. You put me in front of anybody, any workout. You know, I'm really confident. I know my skills. Not, and like I said, I'm gonna keep saying it again. I'm just excited about this process.
Excellent stuff. And I'm sure. Does that put some validation in all the hard work you've done when these guys are, you know, the NFL was showing you some appreciation and they can consider you, you know, a guy that they can add to your roster? I mean, is that just kind of maybe, you know, I mean, I know it has to be a validation, but I mean, just talk about what that's like.
Yeah, it definitely is a validation. Like I said, I'm going to keep that. I'm excited about the process, you know, because putting in all this work, you know, eating healthy, you know, going to sleep early, you know, and getting back to it every day, and you see the hard work paying off, you see the results coming the way you wanted it to be, and that's just really exciting as a player, just knowing that you're putting in this work and it's turning out the way you wanted it to be.
Excellent stuff. Once again, DeAndre Mann here on the C2P. DeAndre, before we let you go, and we really do appreciate you stopping by. I was excited to get you on. We always like to leave the show with a couple lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, if you had to earn some extra money besides your major paycheck from the NFL, are we more likely to see you as a lead singer of a boy band or a fashion runway model?
I'll probably be a
faster
runway model.
Very nice. And the final question, I don't want to get you in trouble, but we asked all the guys a question. Female celebrities, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who's going to join you for dinner?
It's going to be my wife, Olivia Mann.
Very well answered. Yeah, you don't want to get in trouble. I hope she appreciates that. So, like I said, now, I always like to joke around. Now, if we had your wife on and I asked her the male celebrity question, do you think she's going to say DeAndre Man, or you think she's going to kind of say one of those celebrity crushes?
I think she's going to say Obama. Barack Obama.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, stay humble, stay hungry. I cannot wait to find out where you land when the dust settles, but appreciate you taking some time today on the C2P.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. You have a blessed day.
This too. Awesome stuff. You got to love this kid. You know, he comes out, and I'm so excited to find out that he paid with Richard Leonard and Lamar Miller, like, you know, finding out the combination of these guys. And that's why we love having him on the show. I mean, how did a kid this good slip through the cracks? And that kind of is evident, you know, and that's how these things work. If you want to listen to this show in its entirety, iTunes, Blog Talk, we'll be having the bio posted shortly on the C2P. As always, thanks for listening.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.